Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control recently released its latest survey of Delawareans' opinions on climate change. This is the fourth time since 2009 DENREC has taken the public's temperature on climate change and related issues. The results continue to show an overwhelming majority of state residents are concerned about climate change and view it as a serious threat. And these results will be used to help craft Delaware's 2025 Climate Action Plan, due to be delivered later this year. I recently sat down with DENREC's Climate and Sustainability Program Administrator Susan Love to discuss these survey results and how they'll help state officials develop a plan to address climate issues in the years ahead. Susan, this is the fourth time the survey has been conducted since 2009, and I did notice a bit of a difference between this survey and previous ones. Previous ones talked about climate change and sea level rise. This one focuses solely on climate change without breaking out sea level rise. Was there a reason for that change?
Yeah, so when we started doing statewide scientific public opinion surveys in 2009, the focus of our climate change programming and public work was really focused on sea level rise. That's where the department started. That's where the state really started with our climate change work. We did a lot of work about sea level rise in 2009 through 2013, and we continue that work, but we've expanded our focus to all of the impacts of climate change. And I think there's also been an increasing awareness amongst people that climate change, yes, it means sea level rise, and sea level rise is one of the most immediate and noticeable impacts of climate change here in the state of Delaware, but it also means increasing precipitation and increasing temperatures as well.
With that in mind, as you were putting this edition of the survey together, were there some other changes you made to what you wanted to hear from people about? It looks like there was maybe a little bit more of an effort to dig into specific mitigation strategies. Was that a point of emphasis beyond just tracking the opinions for those baseline questions you ask each time?
Yeah, so in addition to understanding, you know, how people feel, are they concerned about climate change? Do they want more action on climate change? We're at the point in the development of our statewide climate action plan that we wanted maybe a little to test the water a bit about how people feel about the specific actions that can be taken. And in public dialogue about climate change and climate action, there's actually a very good agreement amongst Americans and Delawareans that climate change is happening and it's a problem. A lot of the debate then comes with, well, okay, it's a problem. What should we do about it? And I think that's really where you see a lot of the public debate is on the actions that we should take to both increase our resiliency to climate change and also reduce the emissions that cause climate change. And so we wanted some better information about where Delawareans stood on some of the types of common sense actions that the state would like to take to address climate change.
Before we talk about some of that, let's talk a little bit about the top line results in the survey. 74% of respondents said they are concerned about climate change. 79% view it as a serious threat. That's up from 64% and 77% in 2019, 53% and 77% back in the first one, 2009. Is that encouraging that the concern and level of concern remain high, that Delaware, you know, as you mentioned, even the country at large don't seem to have a huge climate change denial issue at this juncture?
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point, because if you grabbed somebody off the street and you said to them, hey, do you think there's a disagreement about whether climate change is happening? I think they might say, yeah, the country is divided and the state is divided about whether climate change is a threat and whether we should be doing anything about it. But that's untrue. When you do this kind of scientific polling that we've done here and that's been done throughout the country with other partners, you do understand that the general American is concerned about these issues. They just might not show up at public workshops and things like that. But yeah, so it's encouraging, and that helps us as policymakers and as people who are on the ground trying to help the state prepare, to know that people are concerned about this, and this is something that we want to take common sense action to address.
One number that did jump out to me was the percentage of people who agree that they can personally take action to reduce climate change. That's 59%. And that's down from the mid-60s in the last two surveys. Is that concerning? An indication maybe people feel a little bit more helpless about what they can do about climate change?
There hasn't been a change in people disagreeing that they can take action. It's just that they sort of went from my personal actions can make a difference, and they've sort of moved into the neutral territory. I really think that this is a reflection of the growing understanding of just how big this problem is, and that the solutions for climate change are global, and that national policy, international policy, state policy, and business actions affect the choices that we as individuals have. And I think that the polling that we've seen really reflects that. Yes, I can take action as an individual, but I am dependent upon businesses taking action so that I can take action, or I'm dependent upon government policy, either at the local, state, national, or international level, so that I can take those actions.
Looking a little bit deeper into the survey, there is very strong support, over 70%, for mitigations like prohibiting new construction in areas designated as flood zones and using public funds for beach restoration projects on ocean and bay beaches. Less support for things like EVs, 53%, offshore wind, 59%. Those last two items have certainly seen some controversy locally over the last few years and even currently. Does the state have some work to do to explain the benefits of those type of mitigation efforts, or is there a sense that there's maybe just a ceiling for support for things like EVs and wind as opposed to some of these other mitigation efforts?
So I want to touch back to what you said. There's lower levels of support for newer technologies like electric vehicles and offshore wind, but still over 50%. And even though offshore wind, 59% of people we polled either moderately or strongly supported development of offshore wind for clean energy, that doesn't mean that, I can't do the math in my head that quickly, but that doesn't, we also had a large percentage of people who were neutral about that or didn't know. And so the number of people who said they opposed that action was actually in the 20%. So that provides us with a lot of background and information for which to move forward. But certainly education outreach, and particularly around the types of technologies that we're asking people to consider for incorporation into their lives, like electric vehicles, is important. And so, yeah, we have lots of work to do to educate, to build out infrastructure, to help people understand the benefits of these new technologies. But I was encouraged by what we saw in this survey.
The survey is one tool to help inform, as you noted earlier, the latest update to the state's climate action plan. For those who may not know a whole lot about the plan, what is it designed to do?
So the climate action plan is really our state's playbook for how we will address both the impacts of climate change that are happening on the ground today in our state, and also to reduce the emissions that cause climate change. The state now has statewide targets for meeting emission reductions, and we also always want to improve our ability to bounce back and respond to sea level rise and flooding and high temperature events. And so this plan is our playbook for that. And it will outline a series of strategies and actions that the state, working with partners and local governments and businesses, can take to better prepare, be prepared for climate change today and in the future.
So how does the survey fit into updating the plan? How much weight does it have? What role does it play?
In developing the plan, we always want to get as much public feedback as possible. And over the past really 2 years, our team has been convening workshops and meetings and going to public events with a table and showing up at community meetings to talk about climate change. But even so, we know that not everybody is out at these events, and not everybody shows up at public workshops hosted by DENREC. Most people want to go home and have dinner and relax. Not everybody wants to come to a government meeting on a Tuesday night, right? And sometimes the people who come to those meetings have reason to be there. And so they're people who are very engaged and have very strong feelings, you know, one way or the other. We don't get a lot of the just normal people who think it's important, but don't have the time or ability to show up for one reason or another. So this survey helps us understand where most Delawareans are, because we know people just can't always come and engage even if they'd like to. So this is one of half a dozen different pieces that we utilize to better understand what Delawareans think, what's important to them, and then we use that to try to prioritize the types of actions that go into this plan.
You mentioned the public workshops. There are some opportunities for the public to get involved in the next month at public workshops in each county. What do those workshops entail? What do they look like for someone who might be interested in going?
Well, the workshops are in person, and they are designed as a drop-in style. People can come anytime between the hours of 4 and 7 and engage at a series of stations that focus on topics of interest. So if you're particularly interested in, let's say, transportation, you can come and talk to our experts in transportation. If you're particularly interested in flooding, you can come talk to our experts in flooding. Or you can look at all of the topics that we have. We will also be sharing a series of strategies and actions that we have drafted up for inclusion in the Climate Action Plan. And you have an opportunity to provide your feedback and comments.
As we start to wind down, are there any results in the survey that jumped out to you as important compared to previous surveys that you took special note of as you're preparing for these workshops and putting together the Climate Action Plan?
One of the things that really stood out to me as I was looking through the results was that people who identify as of Hispanic or Latino background were more likely than others to agree that we need to improve public information about the effects of climate change. And so to me, that was really impactful because that showed that we have an opportunity to do a better job in Spanish-speaking communities to get this information out. And so I'm taking that to heart and know that we have a door opening to do a better job in getting information out to some of our Spanish-speaking communities.
Just want to wrap up by asking, when will the new Climate Action Plan be ready? When can we expect to see the results of all this?
The Climate Action Plan will be delivered this November in 2025. And the workshops, also importantly, the workshops are September 16th, 18th, and 23rd in Wilmington, Georgetown, and Dover, respectively.
Thanks to DENREC's Climate and Sustainability Program Administrator, Susan Law, for joining us on The Green this week. The first of this month's public information and input sessions is September 16th at Deltek's George campus in Newcastle County from 4 to 7 p.m. You can find the dates for the Kent and Sussex sessions at our website, DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us for Arts Playlist, where we preview the upcoming season for Opera Delaware. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.